council meeting for April the 12th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decision of the body. Guide us tonight. Well, amen.
We have roll call.
Shirley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Dan Ravalette.
Here.
Blaine Chatton.
Here.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
The agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Need approval of the minutes for the March 28th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. None. Committee chair reports. Report of city officers. We're going to old business. First up is ordinance 8-2016, ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 8-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 8-2016.
Ordinance 8-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance omitting formal parts containing section 1, 2, and 3.
Mr. Mayor, this comes to the council with the unanimous recommendation of the Area Plan Commission. It's in reference to a property that has long been used as a residential property. It's currently zoned C1, and the petitioner seeks to zone it R2.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 8-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Move third. Okay. I make a motion for third reading of ordinance 8-2016.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chatton, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 8-2016.
Ordinance 8-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3, a zoning change from C1 to R2.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 8-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 11-2016, an ordinance fixing the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana for use of
ordinance 16. It's the old, there's another agenda.
I don't have an agenda in my buckets. Correction. Next is ordinance 16-2016, ordinance authorizing the City of Vincennes to issue its economic development revenue refunding bonds series 2016 for Southwest Indiana Regional Youth Village Project.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 16-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 16-2016.
Ordinance number 16-2016, ordinance authorizing the City of Vincennes Economic Development Revenue Funding Bond Series 2016 Southwest Indiana Youth Village Project, approving other action respect 1 through 9. These are non-recourse bonds with no impact.
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that we did have a public hearing tonight, and Lynn Rump was here to speak in favor of this project. Lynn, did you want to speak again, please?
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Ravalat?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 16-2016 passes by a vote of 7 to 0.
Make a motion to have final reading on ordinance 16-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 16-2016.
Ordinance number 16-2016, ordinance authorizing the City of Vincennes to issue its Economic Development Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2016 Southwest Indiana Regional Youth Village Project, approving other actions in respect thereto containing sections 1 through 9.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Ravalat?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 16-2016 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. And next is ordinance 11-2016.
Yes.
An ordinance fixing the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana, for the use of services rendered by the City of Vincennes Municipal Water Works pursuant to Indiana Code 8-1.5-3-8.
Make a motion to read ordinance 11-2016.
Second.
As amended?
I don't think we've had that discussion yet, so just putting this motion on the floor.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to read, have second reading of ordinance 11-2016.
Ordinance 11-2016, an ordinance fixing the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana, for the use of services rendered by the City of Vincennes Municipal Water Works pursuant to Indiana Code 8-1.5-3-8, containing sections 1 through 5.
I believe the water utilities.
Thank you. As you know, I have passed out to you amended ordinance 11-2016. I'm going to have Mike Severs talk about the basis for that, what you will find in this, and you'll find it also in amended ordinance for sewer works when we get to that, is that we have made a slight vision, which is basically making the ordinance effective now. Changing the increase from all at this time to part at this time, rest to be effective. I'd like to call on Utility Service Board President Severs.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Last night, the public hearing was very insightful. Since this meeting, members of the Utility Service Board and our manager, Kurt Bushy, have had discussions with the mayor and several council members. After these discussions, we have met with our financial advisors and council and reviewed all aspects of the proposed rate ordinance to determine if any of the projects could be delayed or phased in. The rate ordinance which was submitted are needed and appropriate. However, we have worked diligently today to consider other alternatives and prepared amended ordinance to phase in the rates. The full change in rates would not occur until July of 2018. These reductions will be achieved in the sewer bond by delaying payment of the $2.5 million to KCDC. We can reduce the AMR program by 50% and still be able to initially implement the majority of this program. This will result in a delay of $500,000 on the sewer bond, or a total reduction of the initial sewer bond by $3 million. On the water utility side, we are recommending reducing the $3 million planned expenditures for the four water towers to $1 million and proceeding with the refurbishing of one tower initially. We will evaluate the three remaining towers and prioritize the refurbishing of each. Our goal will be to stagger the refurbishing of the three remaining towers every 1.5 to 2 years. This will result in a $2 million delay in the initial bond issue. Again, we will reduce the automatic meter reading program by 50%, or $500,000 on the water utility, the same as the sewer utility. This will create $2.5 million in delayed expenditures on the water side. The result of these changes will reduce the initial bond draw and lower the initial rate. The initial rate will be reduced from 67% to 55% for water, and from 42% to approximately 34% on sewer. This bonding and rate process is very expensive. The manner in which we are proposing this amendment will provide for the balance of the bonds can be sold in 24 months, and the balance of the rate increase would be implemented at that time. We would not have to initiate a second bond and rate process and incur those costs. We would also commit that the USB should implement a process of performing a scheduled rate review every 4 years. We would keep it on the same cycle as the present review and report our findings to the City Council. This process will begin at the end of 2019, and the report due to the City Council by April of 2020. This process will be repeated every 4 years thereafter. The downside of doing what is proposed in this amendment is that we are subjecting ourselves to bond rates in 24 months for the second bond sale, and that may be less favorable than today's market, which is at an all-time low. Again, all of these projects proposed are important, necessary, and the right thing to do. At this time, we at the Utility Service Board and our manager believe that this amendment will still allow us to complete the necessary projects and implement the necessary safety improvements, and further continue to provide reliable service to this community now and in the future. Again, we believe this is the right thing to do. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to John Scomp, our financial advisor with Crowe Horwath, who will go into more specific details regarding the financial implications of the proposed amendment. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm John Scomp from Crowe Horwath, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you tonight about the amended water rate ordinance. The sheet I have handed out now has kind of the summary facts of how the amended proposal affects the customers and what we're doing. I'll speak to the water at this time, and I'll hold the sewer comments until the sewer rate ordinance is being considered. As far as the water project, what we've changed today is that there, as Mr. Seavers mentioned, there's been a proposal that we delay or postpone the painting of three of the tanks. We still need to paint one, and we would accomplish that, but the others would be delayed until a further time to allow us to phase in the rate increase. Also, along with that, the AMR program, instead of borrowing $1 million right away with the bond issue to go ahead and do a completion of the program, we try to stage that or delay that over time. We're not saying we don't need the full amount of the bond for that project, but we can delay it or stage it and kind of move that in phases going forward. What that's going to allow us to do is to reduce the initial bond issue. You'll see some bond ordinance before you. We still need to pass the full amount of the bond ordinance, but we can issue those bonds in series. In other words, instead of just doing one large bond, we can do two to get to the full amount. The initial bond we would reduce by $2.5 to $3 million so that the debt service, the full debt service, would not come in right away. So that with the initial bond, we would go ahead and complete the work at the water treatment plant that we've talked about is needed. Also add that redundant line, water supply line from the well that's needed, and also be able to complete a painting of one of the storage tanks. As was mentioned, instead of the 62% increase that would be needed right away, we could reduce that to 55% with the remaining increase, the remaining of that 62% coming online July 1st of 2018, an approximate two-year delay in that for the customers. We do that by issuing two bonds instead of one. And while that affects the typical inside and outside city customer, as far as a small user using 200 cubic feet, for an inside city customer, they'd save about $1 a month for that two-year delay. Outside city user would be about $1.38 per month that they would save. Average user using about 5,000 gallons would save about $1.50 per month for an inside city customer, or $2.23 for an outside city user. So we have, after listening to the comments last evening and trying to work through how we might be able to do it, we still believe all the projects are needed. But there is a possibility that maybe we can delay and do those over time rather than all right away. We're going to do that by issuing the bonds in a series, doing two bonds instead of one, which would allow us to delay part of the implementation of the rate increase till July 1st of 2018. That's what the amended ordinance does that you have before you. That is the difference between the ordinance you're seeing tonight versus the ordinance that you had last evening, just a delayed implementation of a part of the bond issue. Be happy to answer any questions.
What would be the likely impact if, on the sale of the second bonds, interest rates did go up considerably higher? What do you do at that point, to cut back the phase two projects to fit the new budget of the cost of the bonds?
I apologize. We probably have to cut back on our pay-as-you-go capital. We have capital in here to be paid for at the bond issue, and some that's revenue funded. So the revenue funded capital would probably be what would take the hit there, and we wouldn't have as much revenue funded capital projects that we could do. So we'd have to kind of tailor that and cut back on those so that we could go ahead and complete the bond to do the major projects.
All right, just to make sure that I got this right. So if these things are voted on, these ordinance go through, part of the rate increase happens immediately.
Correct.
And then the other one wouldn't take effect until July 1st of 2018. And
correct.
Right on that day, that's when the increase would happen, and it, just because of these two ordinances going through, right?
Right. There'd correct. Be no additional action would be needed by council.
All right.
Are there increased costs of the whole bonding procedure by doing it in two?
The cost of issuance for your financial advisor fees, your bond council fees, those things are double, especially with them being 2 years apart like that, the updated information. So the cost of issuance will be higher, but it does allow us to delay the part of the rate increase. That's one of the reasons we did not recommend it originally, but after we heard what the customers were telling us last evening, this is what we looked at as one way we could phase it and give some relief.
But the rates are going to be the same, is that right?
That's correct. So we will just work on the pay-as-you-go capital amounts and the bonding, and even though the fees would be more for issuing the bonds, we'll just have to absorb that in some of the other expenses of the utility. Like I said, I think as was mentioned earlier, we believe the initial increase is needed and it's the right thing to do, but to try to soften it as much as we can, this is what we're proposing to do. We're not saying there's no downside to doing it, but we do believe we can make it work and to give some relief during the first 2 years to the customer.
Kirk, this might be a question that applies to you. Like, with the mandates, obviously we'll get to the sewage with the phosphorus stuff. Does that still give you time to be able to get those projects done? Because obviously the phosphorus one's the one that's mandated in 2017.
Yeah. You'll see in the sewer.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Well, yeah, I just, the way that we do this, like, it's prioritized in a way that we would do these projects. So the ones that obviously have the highest priority, those are the ones we're going to go after first and then just slowly go down the list as these are phased in. Is that correct? Okay.
So the primary delays are the painting of the tanks, KCDC, and the automatic meter reading.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Those are the less critical ones, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Now this sets us up to, once we get that schedule implemented with the towers, that puts us on a better schedule now from here on out. Obviously, none of us were here 18 years ago when they all done it once, but now once we get that staggered schedule set, we'll be in a better shape come future in decades as we go on, right?
Okay.
All right.
Well, for sake of consideration, I would make a motion that we amend Ordinance 11-2016 to include this phase-in.
I'll second it.
Motion by Councilman Chatton, second by Councilman Brown to amend Ordinance 11-2016.
Call for the question. Yes.
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 And Ordinance 11-2016 is amended by a vote of 7-0.
It's eligible for second reading as amended then.
Second.
And stay with your original.
I stick with the original amendment.
We'll go to second reading of amended Ordinance 11-2016. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall.
Are you saying that the motion?
Yes.
Ordinance number 11-2016 is amended, an ordinance fixing the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana for the use of services rendered by the City of Vincennes Municipal Water Works pursuant to Indiana Code 8-1.5-3-8, phasing in the rates, some effective upon passage, the balance effective July 1, 2018.
Okay, discussion.
Well, other than to say that I commend Utility Services Board and Bond Council and everyone that listened to comments at the public hearing and then have moved quickly to put this amended version in front of us, which does address the primary objection that we heard from people and institutions last night. So that's a lot of work was done to get this in front of us. I'm sure at the end of the day that there will be people still unhappy, as we understand. Nobody likes to raise rates, but this phase in has addressed the primary objection that I heard at the hearing. So and having said that, I'm kind of gnaws at me that we take this interest rate risk because interest rates are at an all-time low, and you know that's the time you like to borrow for projects is when they are at a low. But I guess that's the roll the dice we'll take.
And I'll say that I appreciate the work that you've put into this, trying to find and make these adjustments. I know it was a lot of work. And
no other comment, I'd call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Dan Revellette?
Yes.
Blaine Chatton?
Yes.
Second reading of amended ordinance 11-2016 passes by a vote of 7.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on amended ordinance 11-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of amended ordinance 11-2016.
Ordinance 11-2016 is amended, and ordinance fixing the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana, for the use of services rendered by the City of Vincennes Municipal Water Works pursuant to Indiana Code 8-1.5-3-8, containing sections 1 through 5.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Dan Revellette?
Yes.
Blaine Chatton?
Yes.
And third and final reading of 11-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 12-2016, an ordinance amending the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana, from the owners of property served by the Vincennes Municipal Sewage Works pursuant to Indiana Code 36-9-23-25, repealing ordinances inconsistent with and other matters.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 12-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 12-2016.
Ordinance 12-2016, an ordinance amending the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana, from the owners of property served by the Vincennes Municipal Sewage Works pursuant to Indiana Code 36-9-23-25, repealing ordinances inconsistent herewith and other matters related therewith, containing sections 1 through 5.
I'm back. If I can get better. Again, on this ordinance, I have submitted an amendment provided each of you phase in. We've already discussed the procedure, how we got here. I just want to say, solicit your approval as you did with water rates, that you approve the amendment, and then ask. And John's here, John Scomp is here. Actually discuss what the numbers are. And I think this one is actually a little easier because we have an exhibit attached to this that just has the rates and kind of compare the rates that will go into effect compared to those in 2 years.
John Scomp again. Just a brief summary on the sewage works. Again, here the delay is really in the payment to the KCDC for the line, the staging of the AMR program rather than full implementation right away. That allows us to reduce the bond issue by about $3.5 million on the initial phase. Going to Mr. Salter's questions a little bit ago, the federally mandated project, the phosphorus remover, will stay on track, and it will be part of the initial phase of the bonds. That allows us to reduce from a 42% to a 34% in the initial phase of the rates. And then down below on the summary, you'll see that that saves an Inside City small user a little over $1 a month. An average user would save about $2.79. And your outside users for a small user would be about $1.60 per month, while an average user would be about $4.30 savings per month during that initial phase. But that's a quick summary of how the amended ordinance, the phase-in, affects the sewer side of the equation. Happy to answer any questions.
Well, for the sake of getting discussion started, I would move that we amend ordinance 12-2016 to include this phase-in provision.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chapman, second by Councilman Westfall, to amend ordinance 12-2016.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
And amended ordinance 12-2016. By a vote of 7-0, we'll go to second reading of the amended ordinance. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall. Second reading of amended ordinance 12-2016.
Ordinance number 12-2016 as amended, an ordinance amending the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana from the owners of property served Vincennes Municipal Sewage Work pursuant to Indiana Code 36-9-23-25, repealing ordinances inconsistent herewith and other matters related therewith containing sections 1 through 5. A rate increase would be partially effective immediately on passage. The follow-on rates effective July 1, 2018, phase-in.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 12-2016 as amended passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 12-2016.
Second.
As amended. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third reading of ordinance 12-2016.
Ordinance 12-2016 is amended, an ordinance amending the schedule of rates and charges to be collected by the City of Vincennes, Indiana from the owners of property served by the Vincennes Municipal Sewage Works pursuant to Indiana Code 36-9-23-5, repealing ordinances inconsistent herewith and other matters related therewith containing sections 1 through 5.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 12-2016 as amended passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 13-2016, an ordinance concerning the acquisition, construction improvement by the City of Vincennes of its waterworks utilities, sale of revenue bonds to pay the cost thereof, reflection, segregation, distribution of revenue of the utility, the safeguarding of the interest of the owners of revenue bonds, and other matters connected therewith, including the issuance of bonds, anticipation notes, and repealing ordinances inconsistent therewith.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 13-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 13-2016.
Ordinance number 13-2016, an ordinance concerning the acquisition, construction, and improvement by the City of Vincennes of its waterworks utility, the issuance and sale of revenue bonds to pay the cost thereof, the collection, segregation, and distribution of the revenues of the utility, the safeguarding of the interest of the owners of the revenue bonds, and other matters connected therewith, including the issuance of bond anticipation notes and repealing ordinance inconsistent therewith containing section 1 through 29, and this is the document that bond to go forward as described in appropriate discussion.
Discussion? Discussion?
And I'm just standing here. Obviously, I'm not Sue Beebe. We've talked to Sue about this. We don't have to make any changes with the bond ordinance. That with talking to John Scott. I just want to say that because of great bonds. That's why we're doing. That's why we have bond.
Okay. Thank you.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 13-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Have third and final reading on ordinance 13-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 13-2016.
Ordinance number 13-2016, an ordinance concerning the acquisition, construction, and improvement by the City of Vincennes, Indiana of waterworks utility, issuance and sale of revenue bonds to pay the cost thereof, the collection, segregation, and distribution of revenues, utility, safeguarding the interests of owners of revenue bonds, and other matters connected with, including the issuance of bond anticipation notes, repealing ordinances inconsistent.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of ordinance 13-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 14-2016, an ordinance concerning the acquisition, construction, improvements by the City of Vincennes of a sewage works utility, the issuance of and sale of revenue bonds to pay the cost hereof, the collection, segregation, and safeguarding of interest of the owners of the revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith, including repealing ordinance inconsistent herewith.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 14-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 14-2016.
Ordinance number 14-2016, an ordinance concerning the acquisition, construction, and improvement by the City of Vincennes of its sewage works utility, the issuance and sale of revenue bonds to pay the cost thereof, the collection, segregation, and distribution of the revenues of the utility, the safeguarding of the interests of the owners of the revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith, including the issuance of bond anticipation notes and repealing ordinances inconsistent herewith, containing section 1 through 29, this is the bonding authority to each.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 14-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have final reading on ordinance 14-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 14-2016.
Ordinance number 14-2016, an ordinance concerning the acquisition, construction, and improvement by the City of Vincennes of its sewage works utility, issuance and sale of revenue bonds to pay the cost thereof, the collection, segregation, and distribution of revenues of the utility, the safeguarding of the interest owners of the revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith, including the issuance of bond anticipation notes and repealing ordinances inconsistent herewith, sections 1 through 29.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 14-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Before we leave this, I'd like to ask Mr. Bushy, could you tell us about the fire hydrants at VU?
I think during the public meeting last night, a question came up about
someone saw someone, the VU staff, watering new grass over near the university off of a fire hydrant. You know, that is a common practice in some areas where they've just recently raised a building or doing some additional new landscaping. I can assure you that all water that is used by the university is metered, and there are meters that we have that we put on the fire hydrants for that purpose. They do have a lot of other irrigation systems out there that are almost all run with our city water. I think they still have a couple wells, but for the most part, it's our water. It is metered, and the university does pay the same rate as everybody else does for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know Kirk was going to report on that tonight. I, on my own, called up our campus landscape fellow, Dave DeVoy, and he verified just what you said. If they want to use a fire hydrant for landscaping that he calls water department, they run out, they put a meter on it, it's all measured and paid for. So I appreciate you setting that straight.
Moving on, ordinance 15-2016, additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $177,354.65 from EDIT.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 15-2016.
That'd be second.
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 Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 15-2016.
Ordinance 15-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, amount of $177,354.65 from EDIT.
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that we also had a public hearing on this evening, and there was no one to speak for or against this.
You did have your first reading March 28th.
Yes.
And again, this is $900 for Second Niblack Project, another $2,454.65 for Second Niblack Project. Our annual payment of $150,000 to KCDC, as well as our monthly payments of $24,000 for 6 months.
Yes.
To KCDC.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 15-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have final reading on ordinance 15-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 15-2016.
Ordinance 15-2016, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2 for a total amount of $177,354.65, all from EDIT, paying for invoices supported by the mayor.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 15-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. New business, ordinance 17-2016, additional appropriation ordinance in amount of $45,121.22 from EDIT and $38,949.88 from Riverboat.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 17-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 17-2016.
Ordinance 17-2016, additional appropriation ordinance containing section 1 and 2 of $45,121.22 from EDIT, $38,949.
Discussion?
See, it's second in Niblack, and then our memory motorplex for fire chief vehicle. What's the Mid-America Fire and Safety?
That is the when they did the upgrades to the SCBAs.
Okay. Making sure.
I've got a question or a comment or on this highway funding bill that come out of the state. Basically, they're looking for a match, and it sounds like they're looking to be matched with riverboat money. But do you think that we're going to be able to hit that match that they're requiring?
And actually what you're talking about is they released some COET dollars that they were holding back, and Vincennes will get $1,024,000. That money is what we'll use as the match. We'll apply for the 50-50, and our match will come out of that money.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't come out of riverboat or edit or.
Yeah, I knew
the money we're getting back will actually be used as the match if we get the 50-50 match.
Yeah, because they were saying COET or riverboat, right, but not or, edit. So.
Right.
Okay. So which means we'll be able to do
right.
more projects other than.
City engineer is working on that call. I think the call is going to happen in July. Come up with road projects to apply for.
For this year?
For this.
Right.
And I'm not going to guarantee it's going to get done this year. It depends on, July, by the time you put in for the call and however long it takes the state, there may not be time for the paving companies to come in and bid and get it done this year. But we're going to work on it.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's part of the reason you did the PASER program. We had to have that in place to evaluate all our streets, and that's been done and completed so that we can apply for these dollars. Any other discussion?
Call for a question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
And first reading of Ordinance 17-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $277,797.69.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $277,797.69.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
And the claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Have nothing under miscellaneous.
Other than to wish to thank everyone for keeping your remarks relatively brief, because this gives everyone the opportunity to turn on their radio at 7 o'clock and hear the Civitan radio auction, so appreciate that.
Hey, one quick thing before we head out, since water talks fresh on our thoughts right now. I wanted to kind of hit on a thought. Mr. Sager brought it up when he talked about transparency the other night, and that's kind of something that I think we've been better at, and we've been doing a lot better job at recently, but I think there's always areas to improve. And I've kind of kicked an idea around with Kirk, and I know I've said some things with Shirley. But I just want you to kind of think about this, and we can come back and we discuss it. But one of the things that I think that we could do to improve communication, not just with, like for example, the USB, but other boards, is we do appoint people to boards. And one of the things that I would like us to look into is possibly appointing a council member to the board. We've got, for example, with the USB, we've got two appointments. If we appoint one of our own to the board, that kind of opens up a new area of dialogue. It opens up an ability to communicate, where you're going to have somebody on the council that's an expert. There's going to have information flowing. For example, obviously, in the example I'm using would be from the USB to the council, where the council now has somebody that's been there that can understand this better. You've got a free flow of ideas. It improves both areas of communication, because we do get in our little kind of huddles. I mean, we've got our groups and we focus on those. So that's one of the things that I would like us to think on as we go on. We've talked about these things for the past couple months, and that's kind of been something I've been kicking around and getting opinions on, even legal advice from Mr. Rawl again on this, if this would be an idea that we could go through. Obviously, it'll be something that we can talk about here in the near future, but while we still were talking water, I thought it might not be a bad idea to just throw that idea out there for us to think about, process as we move on.
Motion.
We are adjourned.